All right. Hello. This is Ren Goldrich, and welcome to the July Energy Room for 2018, Firing into Action. Now, if I just have to say, for posterity reasons, there's been technological misfit going on before this session, as everybody's trying to attend or even getting email announcements regarding this session. So that's the way we've all, we did a brief clearing beforehand, and that's the way we've all been before coming into this session. So it'll be interesting what it's like at the tail end of the session. Also, with firing into action, there's a, this came up, honestly, because I was checking into the energies that were just, that I was experiencing, but that I was just naturally tapping into. I even checked out astrology charts because it was my birthday yesterday. So I look at my solar return chart, and of course I'm going to look at my horoscope on my birthday. And there's some interesting things going on that are affecting everyone, planetary, not just me on my birthday. There's been a moon conjunct Saturn, so there's this task, duty, service versus your personal feelings thing going on. And it was very close to a full moon, so that was expanded and magnified. And then the Neptune has basically, if it's not already, it is standing stationary right now, getting ready to go retrograde. So there's a lot of influence on dreams, dream states, empathy, sensing, picking up on all of just this stuff that doesn't make any sense. So, feeling nauseous or just all of a sudden feeling out of it and being kind of bobbleheaded like we were just taken care of, that's definitely a Neptune type thing where it's going to be magnified and you're not going to know what to do with it, and any sensory perceptions like that are going to be hanging out for a little bit because Neptune itself is stationary there. It doesn't seem to be any movement going on there. So with all of this, we're coming up on this period of where everything just seems to have been latent, where there was just a lot of somewhat comfort or discomfort, but not the type of movement that has a lot of energy behind it. And now we're stepping into this place where we're all moving out of that. So things are getting ready to move very quickly. And if they haven't been moving quickly already, it's going to be super speed quick. So it's got a lot of fire, it's got a lot of inspiration, and it's got a lot of act now energy to it. The thing is, it's really interesting to me, especially just experiencing it personally, is there is this almost. It's wanting, I've heard myself using the word desperate or desperation. There's this desperate need to act without all of the information. And like action has to occur, action has to occur, action is not happening. And there's like this state of emergency that's going along with it. So, in that angle of, okay, what do you have to do? What have you determined that you have to do? What are your responsibilities? How does everyone see you? And what do you actually want? How do you feel about all of that? That's really, really important right now because with the drive to take action, those three things are the key driving factors behind all of it. For me, I've been experiencing a resistance between what I think my responsibilities are and how I feel about that. My responsibilities are driving me to take a certain action, and the way that I personally feel about it is the complete opposite for practical purposes here. So even though this is what's coming up in the moment, this doesn't just have to occur right now. This occurs regularly throughout our lives when we're making changes, when we're attempting to make decisions, when we're wanting to change something that doesn't want to change. There is an ultimate resistance factor in there. And what is that? And I'd like to start with the feeling piece, because we're in Cancer and I'm a Cancer. But there is the heart piece here. What the heart wants, the heart gets. So what has your mind, or the fire of the mind, been telling you is required or necessary that the heart is in resistance to? Is this making sense at this point? I do have the lines open right now.
Yes.
Does anyone have anything to add at this point?
Yeah, I do. Renda's art. One of the things when it comes to action, it seems like previous in the energy, it seems like to get things to work, we really had to force our bodies to do it versus being in that flow. And being in the flow was less of inspired action. But when we were in that inspired action, it was just awesome. Everything flowed. But those seem to be more fleeting moments. Can we kind of focus it, the energy, or, learn how to redirect our energy to where it's more in that flow and it's more fun, and it's not that, okay, I've got to get up and I got to do this, or for my job, I've got to do these things and force myself to do
right.
it, sort of thing, from a mentally and energy standpoint.
Exactly. Yes. I like what you put better as a title for the energy room than I did. It's inspired action seems mm-hmm. to be more accurate than mm-hmm. firing into action. For me, I think that's pretty cool, because as a palmist, when I'm reading hands and I'm looking at the mind and the inspirational mind, there is a lot of fire attached. So, yeah, so I think that may be where I brought one of my information systems over instead of being completely true with the energy. So thank you for bringing that up. That's awesome.
And you're exactly right. Yeah, it
seems
like that energy kind of drives us versus us trying to force it. It kind of feeds us, that energy does when that
mm-hmm.
happens. It's awesome.
I have to bring up, okay, so when we're talking about the inspiration type energy, and I'm going to use astrology is just the base format today, so stick with me. I'm not an astrologer, but one of my best friends in the universe is an astrologer, and we will talk astrology all day long. So, but okay, so every sign, like right now, Cancer is a water sign, setting fire aside. The Cancer, it begins at the summer solstice, so it initiates a season, and it's called a cardinal sign. So there's three water signs, there's four cardinal signs, one for each element. So you have cardinal water, cardinal fire, cardinal earth, and cardinal air. Each one of these starts one of the four seasons. That's when the sign begins. They are known as inspirational, creational, go get it, starting something, initiating. They are that type of energy. So right now, we are in a hotbed of inspirational, action-based energy. If you have anything that you want to take action on, or if we want to redirect these energies, now is a good time to do it. Now, what's really fun is we can open up the time spot in this session, and I'm taking a note to do that, so that basically we can make a record of this time and space, so when you play your MP3 or when you're listening to the replay, we can enter into this energy rather quickly than having to wait for the next planetary cycle of the next cardinal sign to come by, right? So... But information-wise, it's really important to understand that this is one of the ways to use your planetary or the seasonal signs and your astrology, just for your own benefit. Now, the other two types are fixed and mutable. So if you're looking at it as having, three people on a team when you're attempting to do something, it's ideal to have one cardinal sign, one fixed sign, and one mutable sign. So the cardinal sign is the idea person, the creator. They create all the drive and focus, and boom, they have the will and get something started. Now, I can tell you that as a cardinal sign, it's really easy for me to come up with ideas, but when it comes into maintaining something, I'm terrible at it. I get bored, I don't want to do it, and I just let everything fall apart. So that's where you want a fixed sign to come in. They are the maintainers. They're the largest signs in the zodiac. A Leo is coming up, right? Leo is fixed fire. It's the heat of the summer, the longest part of the dog days of summer, if you will. And it maintains that season. So they're really good at putting that energy forward into maintaining, keeping going, even though you don't want to, being steadfast, persevering, all of that energy. And then the third kind is a mutable sign. That's, we just had one with Gemini. Pisces is the water sign. I'm sticking with water. Scorpio is also the fixed water sign. Pisces is the mutable. So what the mutable does is it wraps up the energy and packages it for delivery so that the palate is clean for a new creation process. All of us have all of these. Your sun sign, like I'm a Cancer, that's what I'm relating to and calling myself a cardinal sign because that's where my sun is. But your sun moves through these, twice a day? There's 12 signs, 24 hours in a day. So throughout a day, you are accessing inspirational energy, maintenance energy, and basically wrap-it-up packaging energy regularly. So you can really pin this down, if you want to what you're doing each day and when to tap into those energies for yourself throughout the month, throughout the week, however it suits you. It's easier when you're looking at just what the signs are because you're not quite doing it on a month-by-month basis because astrological signs, you know, they kind of go halfway through the month to halfway through the month, if you will. It's like the 21st or the 22nd, typically speaking. So that's just some information forward. I don't know if you guys know all of that, but it may help somebody out in understanding what we're talking about energetically because it's a lot easier to go Google some things about astrology and cardinal signs or fixed signs or mutable signs and get a readout there and understand energetically what's going on during a certain period of time, especially when you have goals or when you're looking to tap into something. So I need to breathe for a second. Okay. let's open up the time spa. Now, before we started recording this session, I did something for all of the attendees here that is not required in future replays. So if you're concerned about that, please don't be concerned about the effectiveness on this session. I will say that during this live event, these energies are going to be more intense for everyone here than they will be during the replays. So if you sense an energetic difference, it's because I set everyone into a very specific form of safe space before starting this recording because of the technology interference. Okay, so we're going to open up everyone's timeline. There's so much information coming forward right now, it's cracking me up. I could just probably rattle off information for the rest of this energy room and not stop. It may be one person that needs to hear this, or maybe everyone, but this can correlate with tantric energy. And I don't mean tantric sex. I mean the energy of tantra, focusing your energies in a chakra-based system, and unifying all of the energies of your chakras into one focused element. So if you're wanting inspired willpower, you would use tantric tactics, if you will, to focus all of your energy into the will center, or typically the Western side, the Western world's third chakra. If you want it to be heart-centered, focus it in your heart. You want to be speaking, focus it into your throat. You want to be a super psychic, focus it into your third eye type of a deal. It's really important to remember to reintegrate your energies after you're done focusing. So unless you're wanting to walk around with superb focus in one area, but that can throw you off balance. Opening up the timelines right now, what was coming forward is just to move us. Let's see. We're going to unify all galactic systems of inspirational support. So what I mean by this is any and all form of planetary influence just by us being here on Earth, but also other forms of cosmic influence, because we haven't always been on Earth, frankly speaking. So when we're in the time spa, we're looking at all time, all space. So we're moving in galactic support of inspirational energies. And in that unified space, allow yourself to be in this unified space. This is a lot, okay? How do you immediately respond to this energy? Do you start shaking a little bit? Do you feel rattled? Do you get lightheaded? Are you like wanting to go run a marathon, right? What? How do you immediately respond to this? As Art was bringing forward, when it has to be in the flow, the inspired action of the flow, if you're experiencing any form of resistance here, it's going to be difficult for you to step into that flow that he was mentioning. It may also be a tell of why that flow is only temporary when you step into it. So where are we in the, we're at 17 minutes into the recording right now, if you want to make a note of that. Where this space, you can, I can just activate this space, and when you're listening to the replay, hit the pause button until you can naturalize to this. Someone brought up a, I honestly don't know if it was a preconceived notion, a conclusion, or a question when they brought it up, but they were saying, what's the point of the time spa? Because everything you do in there is going to go back to the way it was as soon as you close quantum space. That is not true. So I would really like to right now bring to the surface any and all anchor points or degrees of definition, comprehension, or notion about energy only being active in quantum space that's open, and then being inactive once that quantum space is closed. Let's slow that down. There's interesting stuff that's showing up right now, and I can explain it. I don't know if I can put it in a way that's comprehensive. When this, in this unified space, we have pretty much pooled together a very specific form of inspirational energy. and all that that contains throughout. Any form of reality pertaining to our galactic or cosmological understanding. Very likely beyond that, because it includes so many things. It doesn't matter that we understand all of it. All we have to do is ask that it be brought forward, and it's here. Our access to it is limited by our own understanding or our willingness to access it at that point. Now, I am very comfortable saying that everyone here, really anyone that would be drawn to this particular energy room, operates in more of a all-one state than the average Joe on the street. I'll just say the average individual, forgive me, any and all Joes out there. That said, when we are able to enmesh and commune in this type of energy pocket, we'll call it an energy pocket, we're operating in more of an infinite mind state than your typical surroundings on the material plane. It does not have to be true, but I feel safe wagering that it's a common encounter that all of us experience on the material plane. One of the ways to shift our experience of inspired action is from this space to call in and make that atypical, so that it is more typical for us to encounter others who are capable of maintaining this space at all times, whether or not it's open in the time spot. The way we're using the time spa right now is just to make us comfortable with it. Like, even for me right now, I'm tapped into all of you guys, but it's pretty intense in my pineal gland right now. My pineal gland operates at, you know, high functioning levels. So for me to be experiencing some, you know, extreme pressure and tension right now, it's a big deal. So I'm just going to keep this space open, even while we work on other things, so that we can get used to it being normal. I guess used to being typical. The no-brainer. You know that, I don't know if it's a rule, a law, or a saying. It's a law. It's law-ish. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, anyway, you know, you are the five people that you surround yourself with or something like that. I can't remember how it's specifically said. But who are the five people that you surround yourself with the most? And if there's only three, there's three. But it doesn't matter who they are. Just step back a little bit away from the identity. What is that energy? What is the energy that you're attempting to change? What are you so focused on that has to change, that takes you out of this inspirational energy and space and time? What if it's getting a job or taking care of finances? That's a very, very material plane concern. And as soon as I say it, I have completely segmented myself out of this inspirational energy that I called up. So you can see how that diverts your attention and your own all-one state into that singular concern. Now that it's diverted, how do I get myself back into the all-one state? I have to say here, just I have been concerned about finances. So the fact that it's difficult for me to move back into the all-one state is definitely a sign that that's one of my triggers right now. That's one of the things that's pulling me out of that inspirational action, that inspirational flow. Yours doesn't have to be finances. It can be something different. But if you call it up right now and it diverts you out of that energy and space and it's difficult to get back into it, that is a sign. All right. So the real trick here is to return to this space, this infinite mind space. I need you guys to sit with it for a second. Okay, so one of the things that I mentioned earlier was that when you are unable to accept or be present or just allow for the all-oneness to exist in this space, you're unable to receive what it can be or what can actually exist in this space. So in this sense of finances, if you will, if I'm still triggered in this, I'm unwilling to allow finances and money to exist as something greater than just what I understand or recognize on this material plane. In order to shift that, I have to ask some questions. At least that's what works fastest. So I'm going to ask, what are all of the inspirational energies here available around financial circumstances that I have yet to comprehend, receive, allow, and manifest? Yeah, that got it back. It's not all back, but that got a big chunk of it back. What inspirational energies are available here that would enjoy contributing to my financial successes and endeavors on this material plane? There we go. So to give you guys some feedback, that made me a little bit lightheaded. That's difficult for me to be present with and receive. So when I go in and ask that myself these questions later, I'm going to stay present with this as long as possible, as much as possible. If my mind starts wandering or I start worrying about specific issues, or I start trying to figure it out, as soon as I catch myself, I'm going to stop and just allow myself to be present with this space. Because I just asked for the energies that would enjoy contributing to my financial success. I need to be able to receive that. Me trying to figure out the problem is not being in a space of receiving. It's me attempting to take action from a place of limited understanding. Is this making sense at this point? Does anybody have something to add? Okay. What? What's that? It's interesting. There's something about the flow itself, the inspiration, the action that is taken within the flow. Have you ever noticed that when things all fall into place, there is no force required? It's just you make a request or you do one little thing and all the dominoes just fall into place. It's like, well, that was easy, right? That's that energy of the flow. Part of the inspirational feedback from that is just how awesome it is to experience it, because it's a reminder of how easy the flow is. So if you find yourself pushing or pulling or trying or becoming exasperated because you're find yourself frustrated or struggling so hard in order to make something happen that's just not happening, the immediate signal there is to let go. You're trying way too hard. Something else, it would make it a lot easier at that point. Sometimes when you're attempting in a relationship to change something in a relationship, that force may not be you. It may be the other individual or another contributor trying to push too hard or try too hard, and that contribution in itself can make everything difficult and just shut everything down. That's when you can just toss your hands up and be like, okay, not happening right now. What inspired actions do you have in place which you have been applying force to unwittingly, unknowingly, or consciously that are making things more difficult? Yeah, okay. Got to pause right there. Okay. There was a lot there, and in the midst of that is a big chunk of guilt. So let's clear that out, all right? Yeah. Okay, I just want to research and identify any and all determined guilt associated by way of hindsight. Our increased clarity due to partial awareness. Okay, let's also research any hooks, lines, cords, bonds, and implants pertaining to relationships and connections, and maintain any and all pseudo-circuitry and pseudo-flows for the maintenance and upkeep of outside paradigms and realities. Let's press all that. Let's bring up any and all remnant anchor points for whatever I just said. That maintain manipulation, control, orchestration, ordering. Lack of cognitive sound. All right. Let's take all that. Guilt itself is a distraction. Ultimately, that means it's a lie. There is, what if you've done nothing wrong? What if you've, in truth, what if you have never done anything wrong? What if it was never incorrect? What if in all of your information seeking and inquiry, none of that information could be used against you, against your intellect, against your behavior, against your ascension, against your spirituality, against your physical body. What would occur if we collapsed all anchor points that made that an unreality? Let's collapse all those. Remember to break. Okay. In the infinite mind, go ahead and just step into infinite mind. You may even be like, what is that? Okay, if you're asking, what is that? That's not infinite mind. Infinite mind is, you're going to just totally zone out. You may not even be able to hear my voice. Doesn't matter. Just go into infinite mind. You're still present. It's not about hearing. It's not about understanding. It's not about your intellect. It's not about fixing anything. Okay, cool. You're not doing it wrong. Somebody's worried about doing it wrong. You're not doing it wrong. Let yourself go. What if you're already doing it right? There you go. What's really cool about infinite mind space is it's very difficult to formulate thoughts. This is a good thing. You don't want to formulate thoughts right now. It's difficult for me to talk to you right now because I can't formulate thoughts. That's good though. That's good. Okay, when you're in this place, your aura is probably brightened immensely just by stepping into this space, let alone any fluff and sparkle that can be done to your aura, right? So allow yourself to be that. Allow yourself to be at an increased magnitude, both energetically illuminated, spatially. Allow that. I just have is your infinite mind just stuck in your head, or are you feeling it throughout your whole body? Bring your body with you. That's important. Your body is not just your physical body. That is our easiest sensory system right now. Just allow it. Infinite mind. And maybe all you need to say to get back into it, infinite mind. All right, now we're in this infinite mind space in this energetic pocket of inspirational energy, inspired action energy. What if being this attracts everything needed to be in the inspirational flow so that you can take inspired action when it presents itself? There's something coming up here. So again, this is around 38 minutes or 39 minutes in the recording if you need to hit the pause button to hold this space. Before I continue, just stay with it. One of the ways you know that you're in this space regularly is when someone tells you, wow, when I'm around you, I feel so much better. When I'm around you, everything in my life just falls into place. I need you around all the time. Something of that nature. Ever heard that before? That is typically somebody recognizing on a conscious or unconscious level what you are capable of as an energy source. That type of comment is someone that has learned to seek energy source from outside of themselves rather than to be that source itself. One of the things that I've experienced or that I've had to work through is I have a knack for being in this space. And it's one of the reasons I'm a change maker, because you can't be around me very long without things starting to occur in your world. I really don't have to do anything. You just have to be around me. And I would get discouraged personally, because anyone who was around me for some part of time, I mean, even a day, right? They would be like, oh my gosh, all these magical things are happening for me. Thank you so much. Just being around you changes my world, la, 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 right? And then I wasn't personally experiencing that type of change in my world. So I would get upset, or not really like angry, but frustrated maybe, that I wasn't experiencing that type of dynamic change. A, it's an example of that rule, let's call it a rule, of you are who you surround yourself with. If someone, you know, is typically only hanging out with me for a small amount of time and they experience that much change, I am the energy of change. I do a lot of work. I hold very different space. That is going to affect someone's reality. It's going to affect their energy fields. That's just going to occur. If I'm surrounding myself with people who are not doing the work and who experience magnificent change just by being around me, and I'm not experiencing magnificent change by being around them, it's telling me that I need to change who I'm hanging out with. I need to create a new rule for myself, a new standard for what I choose for myself. Still allows me to hang out with different people, but I need to create a more regular, purposeful standard in my own form of creation. That too will contribute to that inspirational flow. That is also a form of inspired action for me to take. And these very specific forms of energies that we're communing with right now, you can call those individuals to it very easily right now. Where are the people who will magnify this in my life? Regularly, daily. If I am looking for a relationship, if I am looking for a job, if I am looking for something as a solution in my material world, create from this space. Where are the partners who will co-collaborate, co-generate this energy with me? For me, who will support it in my life, and who can receive and allow my natural support of it in their lives. That way, you have that open street, that open connection field between yourself and the individuals you're bringing in. By individuals, you know, people are very powerful, so of course we're going to have persons and people and persons in our lives. This is also, you know, pertaining to plants and animals and furnishings and clothing, anything else you're going to surround yourself with or utilize regularly. You guys are kicking into a gear that's really awesome right now. This would be a very good session to play while you're sleeping. You could play it at, on mute or no volume whatsoever. I wouldn't play it while driving. There's these questions in here and these natural energies that they can hold you at a certain level of presence, even while you're in subconscious states, such as sleeping, and where your body's completely relaxed, so you're not going to fight it. I have to say, with Neptune being where it is right now, it'll also be very interesting for working in your dreams if you're a dream walker. Very interesting. If you don't know what I'm talking about and you play this while you're sleeping and your dreams become so active that you can't sleep, then it might be good to wait a month before playing this while sleeping. Okay, so I'm going to keep going here a little bit because we started a little late. So what is that energy? We've got this nice little energy pocket of unified galactic inspirational energies. What are some ways for you to work with this in the future? You can really segment it into, okay, what are the inspirational energies present that allow me to work dimensionally? You can go into all the different types of dimension if you wish, if you're really wanting to pinpoint it down, but dimensionally is a very vast word there. Big question. That was a huge question. What is available here for me to operate in multiple locations in the same moment? If you're going to say at the same time, I would be more specific. I would say be like in multiple locations over the next 5 minutes Earth time. Okay? That's why moment is more specific. You're going to say, you know, multiple locations at the same time. Let's make sure that you're giving yourself a rule there so that if you hop to 20 different locations, all 20 locations return to unified state at the end of 5 minutes. Otherwise, when you're in the all mind state, it's easy for you to leave yourself behind. If that makes sense. I have to say, you guys are doing a really good job of staying in that all mind place within these galactic energies. Now, how close do you feel these energies are to you right now? Like, do you feel like it's kind of like a robe, if you will? Like it's like really close to your body? If you were to, you know, take a big blanket or something and wrap yourself up in it, are you containing these energies around yourself in the blanket? Or are they outside of the blanket? First off, hold your arms out like you are holding like a big poncho or something. And then just wrap your arms around yourself. gather up this time, space, and energy and allow it to be close to you. Allow it to be your direct embodiment. Wear it like it's a Harry Potter invisibility cloak, right? Allow it to completely surround you. Allow it to be close. Allow it to seep all the way in if it wants to. Remember to breathe. This may be a good just mental exercise to do every day for the next 7 days or something, whenever you think about it. Just kind of stretch your arms out and then wrap them around and hug yourself. You know, like when you're trying to dry off your back or you're trying to fix something around your shoulders, make sure that you've got, you know, your entire backside covered and then wrap it around the front. And hold it. Love yourself. Give yourself a hug, right? Once you're comfortable with that, this is going to expand out. This is your space. This pocket of galactic energy, of galactic inspiration, is not outside of yourself. We're in the time spa right now. You are swimming in it. It is all around you. It's all part of you. It's all part of your being. So it's within and throughout any body you've ever had. You get to recall this. You get to remember this. This is like a reunion. When you are asking questions and you're in the all mind state of just allowing it, it is a form of practice to recognize the level that cannot be quantified. That is the all mind space, the infinite mind. And the severe reduction of that mind state that is our material plane. When we attempt to exist as if the material plane is true, that's when everything starts breaking down. The body can't do what the body wants to do. Your mind can't do what it wants to do. Creations go all weird and funky, right? So it happens regularly to fall into that trap of being caught up in the rat race of the material world, especially on this planet. All that's a lie. All that's an illusion. Now, when you go to the other side and you're looking at, you know, you're in the all mind space and you're so much of spirit. And I'm going to say spirit is different than just the all mind space. But still, when you're all like more on the spirit end of the spectrum, you're not embracing all of the contribution that is the material plane. So there has to be a middle ground, a marriage of these two energies. That marriage of the energies is where that yummy flow is. The body may appear to be physical material because we bury it or burn it or whatever when consciousness leaves it. But when you're doing your work here now, you do not leave that body behind. even when you're traveling out of body, you don't leave your body behind. Even when you're traveling on the astral plane, you still have a ghost of a body. You can still see it. It's not required, and it's not really what you care about. But if you take a moment and look, you will see your body on the astral plane. And it looks remarkably like your physical body when you look in the mirror. You do take your body with you. So again, this takes us back to that, what if there's nothing wrong? What if you have done nothing wrong? What if there's nothing wrong with your body? This is the second time this has come up. I've got to cover the body a bit. So, in the all-mind space, okay, there's a difference between having thoughts and using sound imagery. When you have thoughts, you're worrying about something and you're thinking about something, you're usually in this if-then, what-if, you're freaking out or you're worrying about something, or you have conclusions about what's going to occur that's already making these things occur that you're thinking about. There's a large portion of this where they're not even your thoughts to begin with. So you get wrapped up in this nonsense of other people's thoughts. That's a big chunk of it anyway, which is funny. So when you get into healing the body or changing the body, you're moving into the all-mind space, and allowing sound imagery to communicate to the body is very effective, working with your body and with anybody else's body. Let's say that you have just a dry patch of skin on your arm, or a scab that's not healing or something. The more you focus on the scab, the more the scab is going to stay there. You move into all one space, or infinite mind space, and then you bring forward the image of healthy skin, what healthy skin looks like, how that appears, how it's, you know, even, you know, a pretty soft pink when it's come together, and then how it's really smooth, almost like maybe porcelain or non-porous, when those skin cells are replicating at high speed. You bring in that type of imagery, that's communicating something entirely different to your body than worrying about the scab. If you do not know what that healthy condition is supposed to look like, we have a magnificent tool now called the internet, where you can look up an image of like a healthy liver or a healthy heart, or what does the most healthy heart look like? What does the most healthy skin look like? And concentrate on those images. Have a basic understanding of what that means. So when you're in the infinite mind space and you bring that image forward, it's solid. I mean, it's a good image. You're not imagining things. You can, to a degree, imagine health or a healthy condition. That's fine. When you're really wanting to definitively change something for the body and you've been dwelling on the undesirable condition long enough and trying to fix it and that's not working, understanding what the true healthy condition is the way the mind is going to commune with the body. This is also why it's really important to bring your body with you when you're doing this work. It is a team player. There's something funny too coming up about electricity or the electrical. It's not electrical, it's magnetism. Okay, so I'm just going to ask a couple of questions here, and it doesn't matter what they mean, really. So don't worry about the definition of them, but what's true for you and your body right now? Is your body experiencing polarity, or is your body polarized? If your body is telling you, hey, I'm in polarity, then okay, be like, okay, body, let's step into being polarized. Let's step into polarization. Now, let's correct physical and energetic polarities for accurate magnetism. Yeah. Okay, we're in this inspirational galactic space right now, so while you're accessing this space, go ahead and request, ask, or access however you need to, because you all have different ways of doing this, increasing your personal magnetism for inspired action in the flow, in relationships, in endeavors, in receptivity. And the infinite mind. Remember to breathe. Okay, so I'm going to close up the time spa right now. What I'm going to do is I am bringing this unified field forward so that it moves with you and you walk with it as you move throughout time. So this unified field is not, it is not required for it to be segmented by time in your reality. Just super cool, right? Let me do that. Hold on. This means, to put it succinctly, that it is a form of your self-awareness and your consciousness. Your presence of being. It always has been, but it's been allowed to be segmented. So carrying it with you is going to be a form of amusement and intensity at the same time, to say the least, all right? Now, remember what I was saying earlier, that when I started focusing on one of my concerns or my needs, how it drew me out of that space. That is one of the ways that this unified field can become segmented a long time as you allow your individual concerns to take priority over an infinite state of mind or being present with your own unified field. So remember the tools to be able to re-enter and reframe yourself into the field. Art, I believe that's what you are asking for in returning into that space. How do we reframe it? How do we get back into it? That's one of the signs that it's left. It's one of the, and that's what we were covering earlier, of ways to get back into it. Okay, I'm kind of holding it here for a second. Okay, that closes the time spa. I'm going to wrap up the recording right now. This completes this July Energy Room for 2018. Originally, Firing Into Action, I think the appropriate title is Inspired Action. My name is Ren Goldrich. If you have any questions about this or my other sessions, please visit onenessiseverything.com.